Bridget Brennan reporting. Victorians have been given reason for optimism today with news they'll be allowed to socialise in greater numbers. It comes as thousands of children return to school in some year levels in Queensland and New South Wales. South Australians learnt today they'll be allowed to sit down at the pub in June. But the hospitality industry is warning some pubs won't reopen their doors. Annie Guest reports.
Hello, how are you?
There was relief among parents in Queensland and New South Wales today as some grades returned to school.
Because I miss my friend Madeline.
We're very excited to be going back to school.
Why are you so excited?
I'm not a teacher.
That's awesome. Fantastic. It's good for the kids to get back.
Yeah, there's definite upsides to having the kids out of the home while you're trying to work and run a business.
All states and territories will begin stage returns by the end of this month, except Victoria, which today revealed it's finalising logistics for face-to-face schooling to resume by the end of term. It came as the Australian Primary Principals Association released the results of their pre-COVID-19 annual survey, which shows 84% of principals and senior teaching staff have endured offensive behaviour from parents and students, most commonly verbal abuse and sometimes physical. But the president, Malcolm Elliott, says during COVID-19, there's been a change.
So instead of making complaint, some people are seeking clarification. Instead of being abusive and threatening, they are recognising that they are in the company of somebody who's highly trained and who really knows a lot about child development.
Are you saying that people who may have tended towards abuse of teachers and principals in the past have had those light bulb moments where they've gained insight into the work and are more respectful?
Yes, there's anecdotal evidence that that's the case. There's also anecdotal evidence that there are still people who don't seem able to communicate in any other way than abuse. However, our colleagues are heartened by what's happened over the last few weeks.
Less heartening was the death of another resident of Newmarch Nursing Home in Western Sydney from COVID-19. There's better news on the new case numbers, with New South Wales recording one new diagnosis today. Victoria announced 10 new cases of the virus yesterday, but one today. The Premier, Daniel Andrews, also delivered other good news.
From 11:59pm tomorrow night, Victorians will be able to have five guests to their home. They should be family and friends. After all, they're the people that mean the most to us in each of our lives, and that's where it's really hurt, I think, people not being able to connect with the people that are most important to them.
Victoria's decision to not follow other states' lead and allow restaurants and cafes to serve up to 10 patrons and 20 in WA has been met with disappointment by some in the hospitality industry. But the chief executive of the Restaurant and Catering Association, Wes Lambert, says overall the approach is welcomed.
So the businesses that are already open doing takeaway and delivery, which represent 75% of the industry, it makes sense. For the 25% that have closed, especially the larger restaurants and the fine dining establishments, we fully understand that this may not be the time for them to reopen, but waiting until the end of step two or possibly step three when the numbers add up.
In New South Wales, from Friday, up to five people will be allowed inside together and up to 10 outside. Similarly, in Queensland, where house inspections, libraries, pools and beauty salons can reopen on Saturday, provided they adhere to restrictions. Victoria and New South Wales continue to test thousands of people a day for coronavirus, and both governments are reiterating warnings against complacency. Worldwide, more than 4 million people have now been infected with the virus.
Annie Guest reporting.